Hey, what's up? Welcome back to another awesome episode of the Life Inner Show podcast, where we help people create thriving businesses and lives they love. I have a treat for you all today. I have on the line right now for our interview, frankly, the man who's made the most impact in my life, my success, more than any other human on earth. He's a coach. He's a mentor. He's a friend. He's changed countless lives. He's the founder of Life in Air, the author of the Life in Air book. I'm laying this on thick, Steve. Like you're the man, and I'm super excited to have you on the show today.
Well, you're building me up too much. I hope I live up to people's expectations.
Man, no, I got to tell you. You make such a difference in people's lives, and I have so much I want to ask you. But I remember when I first met you. It was actually, I don't know if you remember this. It was at a property auction, and it was my friend Kevin who pointed you out. I had already bought some of your courses at that point. I'd seen you on a couple webinars. And he's like, "That's Steve Cook." And I was like, I was totally geeked out. I don't know if you remember this. I came up to you and you're just a super chill, not at all what you'd consider to be like a guru who's like holier than thou. You're like super friendly. And that was the beginning of our relationship. And it's flourished over the years to something I never would have imagined. I'm so grateful for it. I'm so appreciative of it. And so I'm really curious, man. You know, you've been helping people. Gosh, what we're coming on 25 years, what, somewhere like over two decades for sure.
I'm an old man now.
right. We have a lot of experience. Your experience. And so I'm curious, man, like one of the things I'd love to learn is like what's going on in your life now? What are you passionate about now? And what have you kind of like let's gradually start to unpack like what you've learned over the years.
You know, Jason, going back to that time, and when you saw me at that auction, I was pretty well known at that time. Nationwide, people knew who I was because of the real estate investing world. And, you know, my passion back then was really wanting to help people to be successful in real estate. I wanted to share with them the things that made a difference in my life and, you know, the techniques. And I didn't hold back with anybody with anything. And it was just this strong passion and desire to want to see people have success. And you know, God really blessed me during that time. I built some great relationships. I watched so many people thrive. I watched tremendous people become, you know, have tremendous results with using the things that I was teaching them and building some really good businesses. In fact, you know, many of the people who we see out on the circuits today who are teaching, who are coaching, are people who I coached a very long time ago. There was tremendous blessing that came out of that. But there was also other things that were coming out of it that made me start to question what was I doing. And, you know, one of the things, and it's been a while since I've shared the origin of the whole Life in Air story, but, you know, people were coming to me wanting to know how to make money. And I was teaching them how to make money. And I started seeing something that I didn't like. There were people who were making money, but their marriages were falling apart. Their families were becoming dysfunctional. And that was really starting to break my heart because deep down inside, there was something missing. I knew because when people came to me, they'd say that they wanted to be successful so that they could give their families more. They'd say that they wanted to be successful so they could live a better life. And I saw people making money and being successful in their business, but the other stuff wasn't following. The reason why they said they wanted to be successful wasn't happening. And so it really caused me to dig in deeper and to start evaluating what's the problem here? What's going on? Because I think I believed a lie when I was even first getting started in business that if I made a lot of money, that everything else would fall into place and it would be easy and, you know, life would be great. And, you know, I had the rags to riches story. And so there was so many blessings that came with the riches, but it didn't just make everything else better. And so just through prayer and really feeling a conviction that I didn't want to just keep on teaching people how to make money, and going down this path of perhaps leading to divorce or disconnection among, with their kids and things like that. I wanted to help people to be successful in all parts of life. And so through prayer, I just felt like God was telling me, well, teach them about life. Teach them not just how to make money, but teach them how to live successfully as well. I had heard a quote, and this goes back almost to the beginnings of my teachings. And this was, I heard the quote directly in person, from Patrick Morley. He wrote a book called The Five Problems of the Man in the Mirror. And in that book, he, or I should say, when I heard him speak, he said, no amount of success in the office can make up for failure at home. And I never forgot that. And that became something that I became very passionate about, that I didn't want to just help people to become successful in business. I wanted to also make sure they were successful at home. In fact, I was actually talking with a student about that this morning, and I recorded a video on that exact topic this morning, about no amount of success in the office can make up for failure at home. We need to be intentional about succeeding at home as well if we want to have true success. And so, as I started asking people, why they wanted to be successful, I knew deep down inside that the answer was they wanted a better life. It wasn't just the money. It was what they thought money could do for them that they really wanted. I don't think anybody genuinely and sincerely wants the money. They want what they believe the money will do for them. They want the life that they believe money will give to them. And so I had two gentlemen come to me in 1 week asking me to help them to become a millionaire. And I said, well, why do you want to be a millionaire? And they both had the exact same response, and which doesn't surprise me because I hear it from people all the time. They said, so they could be a better father and a better husband. Their desire was to win at home. And they believed that if they won in business, they would win at home. And I said to both of them, I said, you don't need $1 million to be a good father and a good husband. You just need to do what good fathers and good husbands do. Both of those men argued with me, and they told me that I was wrong and I didn't understand. And I, of all people, understood. I mean, I've been in their shoes, and I've been broke. I've been wealthy. I've been married. I've had kids. And when I had more money, it didn't get any easier at home. I had to do the things that a good father and a good husband did at home in order to have success there. And so, where Life in Here came from was I was praying about for those two men and just praying, Lord, what is it? What is it about this word millionaire that just grips the hearts and lives of so many people? And in that very moment, it was as audible as I have ever heard God speak to me. I heard God speak, what they really want to be is a life in air. And I said, life of what? Can you please spell that for me? And I went and I wrote down this word, life in air. And the story, you've heard it, but that word has been a blessing and a burden for me every day ever since that time. And that was in August of 2003 when I said that prayer. And so it's over 20 years ago now that God impressed that word life and air upon my heart. And I'd say for the first few years, I had to learn it myself. I had to learn what that really meant. And so God did even define what life and air meant when he gave me that word. And it was that it's somebody who lives and experiences an abundant life, the life that he came to give. And so, ultimately, I love helping people to live and experience an abundant life. And I keep helping them and pointing them in that direction. But deep down inside, I know that apart from him, they're not going to experience that. And so it's funny that sometimes even with my coaching, I help people to get the life that they want, knowing it's going to lead to emptiness, so that we can have a real conversation and say, okay, now that you have money, and you thought it was going to do this for you, now can we have a real conversation about what it is that you're really striving for and hoping for and how to get there? And so that's sort of the beginnings of it.
Yeah, man. Well, a few things I want to comment on there. Thank you for sharing that. So, I don't think you and I have ever directly discussed this, but I kind of, at the Get a Life Getaway and the Business Builder Workshop, we have like these optional sessions that you started, where we share some of the biblical principles and scriptural kind of underpinnings of life in here. And by the way, I want to be clear. Like, I believe that what you started and what life in air currently is, it's not just if you're a believer or not, and it's not just if you're a Christian. I think what we share is truth and is applicable to everybody. However, I do agree with you in that, like, listen, I want people to have a great life. I want them to have great relationships, be healthy, feel fulfilled, feel passion, make the money they want, have their time freedom. But at some point, you're going to have all that, like to your point, and you're going to have all that, and you're going to feel like, okay, but now what? And that's kind of the opening I look at. And by the way, not everybody who comes into life in here goes this direction, but that's okay. Like that's not between me and them. That's between, their creator and them. But like, I want to create that opening for them so that they can have a worldly definition of an amazing life. And I don't mean a broken version of that where like it's all about the picket fence and the three SUVs and the Ivy League school. I mean like a really good life. But if you still are feeling like a hole, a gap, something that's missing, maybe that's the opening. 'Cause like we've helped you clear out all the clutter that distracts you. And it's like that mirage that can draw you to it until you realize like, hey, this is different than I thought it would be. And I that's kind of what I look at life in air as doing for people.
Well, there's the process to itself. I mean, the process that you take people through with Life in Air and the Get a Life Getaways, anyone who takes that and follows it is going to see improvements in their life. There's just no question about it. You can't not see it. But defining what success is also something that's different. One of the things that I've always been very passionate about when it does come to Life in Air is that, I meet each and every person where they're at. My goal is to help them to live and experience the life that they want to live, not the one that I think they should live. But it is to help them get to where they want to be. But the problem for many people is they can't even define that. They don't even know where they want to be. They just know that they're unhappy with where they are right now. And so my goal is always to just help people to live better than what they are right now. And that doesn't always mean more money. That doesn't always mean a bigger business. That doesn't always mean a bigger home. It doesn't necessarily equate to the bigger, better, more mentality that the world has. In fact, many of the people who do come to us have already gotten the bigger, better, more, and they're still empty, and there's still something missing. There's still something wrong, and that's where we can come on in and really help them. In fact, that I go so far as to say that I believe that those people are the easiest ones for us to help because they already know more money isn't the solution. They already know that a bigger and better business isn't going to make things better. They already have a bigger and better business than they had last year or 5 years ago or 10 years ago, and they make more money than they've ever made. Yet they're still finding, trying, they're still searching for life. They want life. And that's, where we really put our emphasis is on helping people to get there. And, I've been doing that now for decades. I've been helping many people achieve the life of their dreams. And I'll tell you that life is different for everyone. I'm currently coaching people right now who are really questioning what does that mean to them? And, people who thought that they knew what that meant, and people who, I'll tell you, some of the more successful worldly success, some of the more successful people that I have coached in all of my years, that making just incredible amounts of money, who want to let go of everything in order to just go make a difference in people's lives because they find that they have much more joy in making a difference in the life of someone than they do in making another $100,000 next week. It's their passion, their joy, their excitement, and life comes in being able to sow life into somebody else. And it's an exciting thing for me to watch, you know, someone who has achieved great things by worldly standards, who now is saying, I know where real joy comes from me, and I want to be able to pursue that. And that, you know, the good news for them is they have the option of doing it because they've already made money. And they have, but they also know that they make more and more and more each year, and they're not feeling more fulfilled. They're not feeling more satisfied. And so there's real intention that they're now going to be applying to their lives toward going after the things that do bring them joy, that do provide them with fulfillment. And we go, we're at the really beginning of that journey for them right now. So I'm excited to see that and what's going to come from it, and the incredible things that the difference that they're going to be able to make when they take their eye off of making as much money as they can and putting their eye on making as big of a difference as they can. And it's going to be fun just to see how that all comes together.
That's awesome. Do you feel that some people have to, like you mentioned, like just a moment ago, that you know sometimes the easiest people to coach are the ones who've already achieved the wealth because they're living it. They know it's not the solution. Meanwhile, there are other people who haven't quite gotten there yet, and there may be some part of them that like, yeah, I hear what this person is saying, and yeah, I get it, but let me learn for myself. Like I still haven't made my first six figures, or I still haven't made my first half million or million or whatever that number is. How do you reach those people and help them see potentially, like, I guess some people just have to learn for themselves. Like, and I'll tell you, like, one of the things, like, I remember when I first got into business, like, that was a goal for me is like, man, I'd never made six figures before and I wanted to make it. And maybe there's some part of insecurity about me that I wanted to see if I could do it. And it was an ego thing. I'm not sure, but like, how do you reach those people and potentially try to help them avoid the heartache and the pain that can accompany sometimes that journey?
I think, you know, I shared with you earlier, I'll help that person get there. You know, when they say, well, you know, I got to learn for myself. Okay, let's get you there as fast as we can. And so that you can have that lesson. Yeah, if you believe you need that lesson, let's get it. And let's get it as quickly as we can. Let's have a real conversation. But having said that, again, that's where I say we meet people where they're at. Everyone's in a different place when they walk in through the doors of Life and Air. If they, you know, decide to join one of the mastermind groups or have a coach, it's the coach's job is to meet that person right where they're at and to live with them, love, you know, and when I say live with them, I journey through life with them.
Yeah,
We're
we're not moving in with
not moving
anybody.
into your house. But journey through life with them, love them right where they're at, and help them to discover where do you want to get to. And then, you know, we journey with them from the place that they're at today to that more fulfilling life that they desire to have. And so whether somebody is just getting started on this journey and even in business, or they haven't even started a business yet, they don't even know what it's like to have success. It is great to still surround yourself with other people who are on that same journey of desiring success in life and business. And you come alongside of people who have been there before, people who have already, you know, taken that path. And it's your choice. You get to listen to them or not. We don't sit here and tell people within Life and Air, this is exactly what you have to do, and here's your path, because your path is different than the next person. And for some, I'm going to tell you right now, one of the things that a conversation I even had it this morning is that the deal for you might be to make as much money as you possibly can and to build an enormous enterprise and business. I don't know what God's plan is for each and every person. And, you know, my goal is to really help them to discover that. And, you know, I'll a confession that I made to a student this morning about myself. I said, I continuously pray that God would give me the character to handle extreme wealth. I'm just being honest. I'm a wealthy person by worldly standards. My family doesn't really have any wants, but I could have a lot more wealth than I do have. And I'm scared of more wealth. I'm scared of losing sight of what life is really about. I'm scared of wealth taking my eye off of Jesus and me putting my eye on that wealth. I'm scared of putting my trust in wealth. I'm scared of holding on to it so tight because I'm scared to lose it. And so I, the first time I ever told anybody, I told, you know, a student this morning that I have intentionally not made as much money as I can when I felt that my heart was being, you know, drawn more toward putting my trust in the wealth that I do have. And so it's a prayer. Lord, give me the character that I need. Some people have the character to handle all kinds of wealth. God has given them that character. He has blessed them with it. And I try to encourage them, go for it, you know, go for it and make as much as you can and make a difference for the kingdom, you know, financially. I feel like the way that I can make the biggest difference is by being a coach and a teacher. And while I am generous and I give and I try to give sacrificially, I don't know that I'll ever be that guy who builds a hospital wing because I don't have a desire to put myself in that position, nor would I want my name on that wing. So, you know, it's everyone is different. And my goal and the goal of every coach within Life and Air is to meet each person where they're at right now, get a clear vision of where we're going, and then journey through life with them to get them there. And so whether someone's just beginning or somebody's already been there, done that, it's getting you from where you are now and walking alongside of you in the direction that you want to go.
Got it. Hey guys, we get right back to our episode, but there's something really important I want to tell you about. And that is this. You don't have to choose between having a great life and a great business. You can have both. We have two different events, in fact, to help you do just that. Our Get a Life Getaway is our proven process. We've been doing this for just about 15 years now of walking you through the process of creating your own personal life vision, your life and your vision for the ideal life that you want to live. And by the way, this isn't pie in the sky approach to living. This is a tangible, strategic way to really figure out exactly what you have to do and what things have to be in place for you to live that vision and so that you can make this a reality. Now, the second part of that component is the second part of the formula is the business builder workshop. So this is where now finally you can have a business that doesn't absolutely destroy your life. And you can make the money you want and the amount of time you want. You can have fun. It can fulfill vision element items. You can remove yourself from the day-to-day and the minutia. So you're only doing the things that are most enjoyable to you and that you're best at, right? Can you imagine what that'd be like to get to enjoy and wake up every day loving what you get to do in your business and making money hand over fist? Like, that's just an amazing combination. So I want to encourage you to go to the Get a Life Getaway and the Business Builder Workshop because they're really a 1-2 punch combination to help you get the ideal life and business that you dream about. Now, here's the even cooler part, Peter. We have a very special promo for them. Tell them about that.
Well, because you guys are a loyal listener, because you're listening to our podcast and listen to my English and his English all the time, here's what we have for you guys. Head over to lifeonair.com, click on the events tab at the top of the page, pick the event that you want to go to, go to the checkout page, and in the promo code area, type in podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, podcast, hit apply, and guess what you're going to get? You're going to get 50% off. That's 50, 50% off the ticket price, the regular ticket price, that majority of the people out there who don't listen to our podcast don't know about it yet, get to pay, but you get to pay only 50% off. So head over there right now, get to this event, and I can't wait to meet you. Come up to us, say hi to us, introduce yourself, tell us you found us on the podcast. We would love to talk to you and show you how this vision process really creates miracles in people's lives.
Man, one last thing is, I don't know when you're listening to this episode right now, but I don't know how long we're going to keep this discount up. I don't know how long this promotion will be valid. So go and do it right now to make sure you get that 50% savings. We'll see you at an event soon. Let's get back to the episode. Do you feel like, you know, in recent years, I've seen more and more, and maybe this has been related to the youth, and I've seen a lot of articles and commentary on, you know, younger people today being more interested in purpose and work-life balance and finding something they're passionate about. And over the years, I've also seen this kind of I wouldn't say a movement, but certainly a more of a focus on what we're talking about now is this life versus work mentality and finding that freedom. But if you were to reverse, 20 years ago or when Life in Air was in its infancy, like I don't feel like anybody else was talking about this. And it seemed to be very countercultural, against the grain. And I'm curious how that was received when you first kind of like started, teaching these principles and sharing these revelations that you've had.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. It was definitely countercultural. The very first coaching or Life in Air coaching group that I started had a selfish reason behind that group, was I had to have other people who were interested in living this lifestyle, because just around me, was I when I shared it with people, they told me I was crazy. I literally have relationships that were strong relationships then, that as I was sharing with people what I believed it meant to live an abundant life, and what it meant to, sort of maybe make some sacrifices from a worldly perspective. They literally just decided to stop talking to me. They thought I was going crazy. People in the real estate investing world, when I decided that I wasn't going to go into debt anymore, the rumor started going around town that I was going out of business and I was losing everything. And, it was just so countercultural. But, today we're seeing a little bit of a shift. And you said with the younger generation, I think that the longings that the younger generation has is the same longings that was there 20 years ago and 40 years ago and 50 years ago. Everyone is just trying to figure out what's the path to get there. And so I think that the younger generation, the millennials today, see a different path than what the Gen, what is it, Gen X and the baby boomers and things like that. It was all about building businesses, making money, setting yourself up for life. And, it was all the pursuit and ambition, applied toward creating a better life through making money. And I think that what we see, there's seasons. There's many different seasons, and things change. And with generations, we see those seasons come and go, of everyone has this strong desire to live life, to experience life, to experience its abundance and all that is there. And I don't think that there's a single generation that would say, that would disagree with, I want to live life on my terms. I want to be able to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, with who I want to do it, and wherever I want to do it. And I think that that would be consistent all across the board. It's the way that they pursue it that you're seeing differences. And so I think that what you see in the younger generation today is they've seen it didn't work. The pursuit of their parents didn't lead to this life of abundance and joy. And that's, I don't want to make a blanket statement and say that that's never happened for anyone, but more often than not, they see this conflict. They see dad and mom, both pursuing careers and trying to make as much money as they can and building a business. And they've watched their families thrive from a financial perspective. They watch their parents' net worth go up. They see the big, beautiful houses and the vacations that their families can take, but they don't see that joy. They don't see their parents winning at home. And they see almost this hypocritical thing where there's this beautiful facade of a life that's being painted, but the life is just not so beautiful. And so they want to see more purpose. They want to see more intentionality toward things like that. And so they almost go to the extremes. And I think that that's exactly what happens, is each generation will go to a different extreme than the one before. At the end of the day, they're all striving for the same thing. They all want abundant life, and how they get there is really their path. They've seen, my generation thought it was in building the big houses, and the millennials want tiny homes. It's the extreme. It's just the exact opposite. And again, I don't want to paint a blanket statement that every single person is that way, but when I was getting started in business, the idea of a tiny home was just, no one would even consider it. Today we have TV shows on it. Tiny homes are being built all over, and houses are getting smaller because people came to realize that the size of the house didn't reflect success in life. And so I don't know if that answers your question, but there's the shifting of seasons is when people start to realize that, you know, yeah, I want that, but the way they're doing it doesn't work. And then, you know, we get new trends and new ways that people pursue life.
Well, you know, I think like you mentioned trends, and when you see this swing of the pendulum, to me, it indicates that you haven't given a whole lot of thought or time into really figuring out what you want. And instead you're kind of seeing these general trends of, hey, here's what didn't work. I'm just going to try something else, versus like being really deliberate and intentional, regardless of who's getting big houses and who's getting small houses and whatever, like really taking the time to, and you mentioned this a moment ago, is like to really specifically figure out what success and abundance and prosperity are for you, and how you want that to show up in your life. So how does somebody kind of like go about that? Not only number one, when there's so many external influences, you know, we're barraged with, you know, ads and commercials, and everybody has the latest, greatest, whatever. How does somebody kind of really start to dive into this for themselves so that they can find what that particular thing is for themselves?
You know, with a great question. And you have a great solution through the Get a Life events. You know, if you're not unable to do it on your own, definitely go to a Get a Life event. But it's more than just the ads. And it's like you said, people just tend to go with the culture around them. They do whatever is popular. And so they want to live life based off of the loudest figures in their lives, you know, whoever is speaking. So if they're today with social media and all the influencers who are describing what they believe life to be, people just automatically by default think that that's life and start going down a similar path for themselves. I can't begin to tell you how many young people think that life is in becoming an influencer. And, you know, life will be great if I do that. And so many people are sitting there trying to do that, and they're not all intended to be influencers. And frankly, the influencers, you don't know what their real life looks like. You only know what they allow you to see. I think as somebody who has been volunteering in my kids' school and working with the high schoolers, I got to be with a group of boys from freshman year through senior year. And to just listen to them and listen to their stories and the stress and the pressure that they have that's put on them as juniors and seniors and having to make decisions about their lives and what's their life going to look like. And you need to start doing this now, and you need to start preparing for college, and you got to make a decision. What are you going to major in? And my question is, why? Why do you need to do all of that now? And why is that so important? But really what happens is, I mean, I sat here, I listened to so many kids that said, this is what I want to do, but my father won't let me. My father says, this is what I have to take. People are writing the visions for these kids and telling them what the direction of their lives needs to be. And they never have an opportunity to decide that for themselves. And adults, you know, find themselves living the lives that their parents wanted them to live, or they're living a life that's trying to compete with their peers from college or high school, always comparing themselves to somebody and trying to one up, you know, another person. And they just find themselves living life that they never took the time to really think about what do they want. And that's, you know, one of the things that we do. You know, the very first Get a Life event was not called Get a Life. It was called the Secret Sauce event because we didn't know what else to call it. But it was the missing ingredient for developing the secret sauce for an incredible life. And it was really developing a vision for life and taking the time to really step back, remove yourself from the messaging of the world, remove yourself from your day-to-day life experiences and all the influences. And it doesn't mean all the influences are bad, but it is shutting all of that off for a moment and getting in touch with yourself. Who do you want to be? Not who does your favorite teacher want you to be? Who does your mother and father want you to be? But who do you want to be? What life do you want to live? And you are a unique individual. You've been influenced by your parents, but that doesn't mean they should be the ones who dictate your life. The influence that they gave you, the influence that they brought into your life might have somewhat of an impact, but it doesn't necessarily have to influence the direction of your life. But it's just a part of who you are. And, you know, we find you, and you know, because you're the one who does the events primarily today, that when people come to these events, there's some people who they really struggle to develop a vision for their lives because they've never thought about it. And then there's others who have this discovery. I've been living somebody else's life all this time. I've never taken the time to be who I want to be and live the life that I want to live. And so, you know, I think that to answer your question in the most simplest of terms is you need to be intentional about taking the time to get in touch with who you are and designing and building out a life for who you want to be, not who the world says you should be doing. And it's a very diverse world, and your life doesn't need to look the way that your neighbors look or the way your parents think it should look. It could look very different, and it could be an incredible life. Yet at the same time, you might live exactly the life that your parents have been laying out for you. And it doesn't mean that it's right or wrong. And I love using that term, especially when I deal with couples, where a couple has one vision and another, the other spouse has perhaps a different vision where life looks a little different. I say neither one of them is right or wrong. They're just different. And both of them are great. You know, how do we reconcile that? How do we help you both to experience what it is that you desire in life? And there's always a solution to that. It doesn't mean that they're going in two separate directions, but there's always a bridge that can be put in place to where both of the spouses can get to experience what it is that they desire to experience in life and have a beautiful marriage that goes along with it. But the things that you have been told, they're not right, they're not wrong. They might be wrong for you. The right vision, you know, for you is the one that you come up with.
Man, well, you know, you mentioned the kids you're talking to now in the high schoolers, like, you know my story. I went to school for 15 years after high school.
School junkie.
that's got to be a record somewhere. But I realized, you know, part of the reason I went was because it was expected of me. Like, I remember a conversation with my dad when I was in high school, and he said, well, you're either going to, you know, move out and get a job, or you're going to move out and go to school and get a better paying job. And I'm like, well, I mean, I don't really want to, I don't know what I want to do. So I guess I'll buy some time and go to school and learn. And so even all those degrees, part of the reason why I went for so long was because I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I didn't have a version or a vision. And so I'm like, well, I want to cover my bases and give myself options. So I got a minor over here. I'm going to cover my pre-med stuff over here. If I want to be this, make sure I take these classes. And like, it was just kind of collecting classes so that someday when I miraculously figured out what I wanted to do, I'd have, you know, some options available to me. And part of it was also like and this is where I think it's natural and it's okay to look to the people who influence you and maybe I think it's natural to take that into consideration. Cause like my mom would brag on her friends like, oh, my son's a PhD student and blah, blah, blah. And she was proud of that. And as people, we want, especially people we care about, we want to make them happy at some level. We want the acknowledgement and the encouragement, and that's great. But what my mom was doing, and I didn't really know any better at this point either, was just projecting a little bit onto me as to what, you know, she thought would make me happy. And, you know, and what I, and by the way, it all came from a place of love. And so when I think people around us that have this influence, whether they influence us or we look to them, regardless of which direction it's coming from, I think acknowledging that is a very valuable first step. And then recognizing that influence, you can kind of like set it aside and start to really be more intentional and deliberate on what you want. And frankly, like there could be some difficult conversations. You mentioned some friendships that had become alienated and things like that. Like you might have some of that, and your circle, we teach this to Get a Life as well. Like your circle of friends may change because you're being surrounded with different people.
You know, Jason, as you sit there and you talk about that, I remember when I first started coaching you, Not only did you have all the degrees and the education, but you were running 10 businesses.
You Steve, didn't you had to call me out on that.
You didn't know who you were.
Yeah.
You didn't know what you wanted to do. And you had been living in that mode for so long, it took you a while to really figure out. And today, you know, I think one of the things somewhere along the lines on that path and that journey of developing your own vision and living the life that you want to live, you came to this point of realizing that, man, I love changing people's lives. I love making a difference in the lives of people. And I want to be, I want my contribution to be in that area. And that's what you are doing today. But I would imagine that, you know, if you went back, 20 years ago and you started telling some of the people in your life that, hey, I want to be doing events and changing people's lives, and I want to coach people and help them to live a better life, and I'm going to be doing podcasts, people would have been like, Jason, you've got PhDs. No, you're not doing that. And they would have done everything they can out of love to influence you, at least. They would have felt like it was loving. It wasn't necessarily going to be malicious, but it would have been holding you back from being who God created you to be and for you to experience the fulfillment of doing what it is you get to do today. And so it is important. We are heavily influenced by the world around us, the people who we surround ourselves with, our peers. And sometimes we just need to get in touch with who do I want to be. And the longer that people have been in that other mode, sometimes the harder it is, but there's always hope. We have watched so many people's lives transform. People walk away from a Get a Life event with a full blown vision that just sets them on fire for a new path. And there's other people, I can remember stories of people being able to write down one line. And, you know, I still coach the person today who could write down only one line. In fact, I coached two of them today who came to a 3-day event and they wrote one line. And I coached two of them today and their lives have been transformed because I met them where they were. And my goal was to help them to live that one line. And as I helped them to live that one line and they started moving in a different direction with life, it started opening up their eyes to see other possibilities and to see more out of life. And their vision has just continued to expand. And, you know, we have, I've journeyed with them, you know, through this now for many years. And one of them, I spoke with one of them yesterday and he said to me, he said, I got nothing bad. Life is great. You know, I never would have imagined the life that I experienced today when I first met you. And you know, it's been quite some time, but his vision was literally one line when he left the event the first time.
Amazing. Steve, I have a bunch of other questions I want to ask you, including what you're up to now, what you're most passionate about, what are some of the lessons you've learned from your members and students as of recent. But we are out of time for this episode. So listen, everybody, what we're going to do is we're going to have a continuation in next week's episodes. We're going to continue this as a part two with Steve. If you've enjoyed this, please subscribe and share with someone who you know needs to hear this, and we'll see you next week.